On today's show, European car sales are making an impressive comeback. General Motors says it can break even in the U.S. even if car sales plummet. And sales of autonomous cars are going to grow far faster than originally expected. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for June 7th of 2016. And we start out today in Europe, where the new car market is starting to soar. New car sales shot up 14% last month and are on track to grow over 6% for the year, according to the latest report from the data company LMC. Most impressively, the entire region showed strong sales, which came to 1.2 million vehicles. The European market is on track to sell about 14 million vehicles this year, but that's still about 1 million units short of pre-recession levels. In years past, the European market was counter-cyclical to the North American market. It would start growing just as the North American market started to cool off. And if it returns to that pattern, that could bode well for General Motors and Ford, whose stock prices are going nowhere because Wall Street believes the U.S. car market is going to decline. But GM's CEO, Mary Barra, tells Bloomberg TV that GM could still break even if the U.S. car market plummeted to only 10 to 11 million sales from over 17 million today. GM says that 25% of its workforce are temps and that it could slash production quickly in the event of a downturn. But Wall Street still is not exactly convinced. Morgan Stanley estimates that GM's break-even point is more like 13 to 14 million vehicle sales for the American market. Still to come, Mercedes uses big data to help E-Class drivers find a parking spot, and Renault beefs up the Twingo.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Connectivity has the potential to be one of the most transformative technologies to ever hit the automotive industry. And it seems like everyone wants to get in on the action. The Mercedes-Benz E-Class is now available with INREX's off-street parking system. That uses data from connected cars and predictive technologies to help find a parking spot. The feature, which is integrated into the infotainment system, is only available for European customers at the moment. U.S. customers can get it this summer. Its database includes more than 29 million confirmed parking spaces in 4,000 cities in 64 countries. New products are what this business is all about, so it's important to keep up with what's new in the market. And here's the latest from Renault, which just introduced a performance version of its Twingo small city car. Called the Twingo GT, it's powered by an 898cc turbo engine that cranks out 110 horsepower. The rear drive model features a revised suspension to improve ride and handling. The Twingo GT makes its official debut at the end of this month at the Goodwood Festival of Speed in England. Coming up next, a new report says that sales of autonomous cars are going to skyrocket in the coming decade.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Sales of autonomous cars are going to grow a lot faster than IHS Automotive originally forecasted. Thanks to a flurry of business deals and technological improvements, it predicts that global sales of self-driving cars will hit 800,000 vehicles in 2025, then shoot up to 21 million over the following 10 years. IHS says the autonomous market will grow at a 45% compounded growth rate between 2025 and 2035. That is significantly higher than IHS's previous forecast and is driven by new investment from automakers, suppliers, and tech companies. It says the United States will lead in the development of this technology, followed by Japan. And we end up today with big news in the supplier industry. Dow Chemical is acquiring 100% of Dow Corning, which makes silicon products, including the coatings for Gorilla Glass, which is used in the windshield of the Ford GT. Dow Corning was a 73-year-old joint venture between Dow and the Corning Glass Company. You know, there's a lot of action going on with Dow Chemical these days. It is going to merge with DuPont, with the new company called Dow DuPont. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.